Mike DeGubin, hello friend and greetings again. This is Bob Griggs and I'm delighted to have you joining us as again for a few moments we'll consider the truth of the Word of God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh, beloved, it's so good to taste and see that the Lord is good. And how wonderfully we who know him as Savior are so abundantly blessed. As we've been considering the results and the benefits of justification, again we notice in verse 10 of Romans chapter 5, for if we were enemies, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, that is, restored to fellowship with God. Sin had separated man, you remember. But through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, our faith and trust in him, our belief in his death, burial, and resurrection, our accepting him as our Savior, God sends the Spirit of God into our spirit to do the work of salvation. When we cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and put our faith and trust in you, Lord Jesus. I believe you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave. I invite you, Lord, to come into my life to forgive me. I do here and now acknowledge my sin and turn it all over to you and ask you to give me your gift of salvation, eternal life. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing this petition and granting this request. If you'll pray a prayer like that, beloved, putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, recognizing that he died in your stead and in your place, then he will send his Spirit into your spirit to make a new person out of you. As 2 Corinthians 5:17 states, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And that's what the Lord does for us in our spirit. He cleanses us from all sin, makes us pure and righteous and clean, and justifies us, so that we're presently discussing the benefits of justification. And in verse 10 of Romans 5, if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. Yes, Christ died for our sins, was buried, but beloved, he arose the third day, victor over death, hell, and the grave. He conquered it. So because he lives and gives us life, we have eternal life. And we who have put our faith in Christ have already passed from death into life. And verse 11, not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, beloved, joy comes from the Lord God. Happiness depends upon circumstances, but joy comes from the Lord. Only can you have real joy as your sins are forgiven and the peace and love and joy of the Lord comes to fill your spirit and to overflow into your soul. How wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ. But beloved, this sin of ingratitude, because of what Christ has done, we should be thankful. We should ever be mindful of his goodness. But you remember the Lord warned the church at Corinth that what happened to Israel so easily can happen to we individuals that know Jesus as Savior, and we can become grumblers and murmurers and complainers. And so we're considering what happened to Israel. And last time we thought some of it. And here in Exodus chapter 16 and verse 12, let me read another passage of Scripture, which we didn't read last time. God speaking, verse 11, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God." God heard their murmurings. God heard their complainings, beloved. And over in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, we find again where they murmured and where they complained. In Numbers chapter 14 and verse 2, "And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness." Beloved, have you ever thought, "My, it was better before I accepted the Lord as my Savior? I didn't have near the problems that I have now. I didn't have near the difficulties that I have now. I didn't have the struggles that I have now." I remember talking to a couple when we were ministering in the Hawaiian Islands. And this couple said, "You know, we're having all kinds of trouble in our Christian life." They said, "Before we accepted the Lord as our Savior, we didn't have anything like this." No, because the devil wasn't on their case. They were doing what the devil wanted them to do. They weren't living for the Lord Jesus Christ. They weren't serving the Lord. You see, beloved, when you accept Christ, it doesn't mean it's going to be a bed of roses from then on. Yes, we have joy. Yes, we have peace. Yes, we have the benefits of salvation. But we also are placed into a warfare because Satan hates the child of God. Satan would destroy the child of God if he could, beloved. But we have the indwelling Holy Spirit as our guarantee of our salvation, our protector, so that Satan can only go as far as God allows. And when we walk in rebellion and disobedience to God, we open the door for more trouble to come into our life. And that's why, beloved, Israel, God's chosen people, experienced so much suffering and turmoil because of their murmuring, their grumbling, and their complaining. And so we notice here in Numbers chapter 14 and verse 27, notice, "How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me?" This is God speaking, beloved. The Almighty God speaking about the nation of Israel. "How long shall I bear with this evil congregation? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me." You see, beloved, when we grumble and when we complain, we're murmuring against Almighty God. We're not willing to accept the things that are in our life and realize that God is sovereign and knows what's going on and is able to work all things together for our good and for His glory. Verse 29, God says, "Your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me." You see, beloved, God got fed up with their murmuring. God became fed up with their complaining and with their fault finding. And you would have thought that that would have settled the matter, and that the others who saw God's judgment would no longer complain, but in Numbers chapter 16 and verse 11, "For which cause both they, thou, and all thy company have gathered together against the Lord, and what is Aaron that ye murmur against him?" Here again was judgment that came upon Korah and those that grumbled against Moses and against Aaron. And God brought judgment upon them, and He opened up the ground, and an earthquake consumed them. Verse 41, of that chapter, but on the morrow all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against the Lord and against Aaron, saying, ye have killed the people of the Lord. That, I tell you, it's amazing. And we look at them and we wonder, how in the world could they have been so blind? And yet, beloved, how many times we are just like them. How many times we are blind to the blessings of the Lord and the goodness of the Lord. And here they were complaining. They were saying that they had killed the people of God, when in reality these were rebels against God that God Himself destroyed. In Numbers chapter 17 and verse 5, and it shall come to pass that the man's rod whom I shall choose shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. Oh, they continued to murmur, beloved. They continued to find fault. They continued to complain and to criticize. And in verse 10, and the Lord said unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony, to be kept for a token against the rebels, and thou shalt quite take away their murmurings from me, that they die not. Oh, beloved, it's a serious thing before God to grumble and to murmur and complain. That's why we need to count our blessings. That's why we need to consider the benefits of the Lord. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you His wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven, nor your home on high. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Yes, beloved, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God hath done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God hath done. Oh, beloved, how you and I need to express praise and gratitude and thanksgiving to the Lord. There was a man that grumbled about the holes in his shoes until he saw a man whose feet had been amputated and he had no feet. There was a little girl that grumbled because she had to wash dishes and iron her clothes and feed the animals until she saw a little girl that had no hands. There was the boy that grumbled because he had history to read until he saw a boy on TV that was blind and had no eyes. Oh, beloved, there was a boy that grumbled because he had to be quiet and listen until he met a boy that could not hear. Do you see, beloved, there's so many blessings that God gives us, so many things that we are blessed with. Don't grumble, don't murmur, don't complain, but give thanks. Till next time, goodbye.